AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Investigators near Houston say Sandra Bland's autopsy showed no injuries were consistent with violent homicide. Prosecutor Warren DeProm says there were about 30 cut marks on Bland's left wrist.
And they were in a state of healing with scarring and scabbing and are not indicative of recent infliction.
Authorities say Bland killed herself 3 days after being arrested during a traffic stop. A veteran Los Angeles police officer was sentenced to 16 months in jail for kicking and striking a handcuffed woman who later died. Mary O'Callahan was sentenced to the maximum 3 years in jail, the last 20 months suspended. Police in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma say brothers, 16 and 18 years old, are suspected in the stabbing deaths of their parents, a sister, and two brothers. A 13-year-old sister was wounded in the attack. Republicans on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee do not like the Iran nuclear deal.
With all due respect, you guys have been bamboozled.
That is Idaho's James Risch. Georgia's David Perdue questioned Secretary of State John Kerry.
Does this agreement preclude Iran from becoming a nuclear weapon state? The deal itself.
I believe if the agreement is fully implemented, and obviously if Iran lives by it, yes.
This was the first hearing since the Iran deal was announced. The deal will take effect unless Congress blocks it. In Centennial, Colorado, the decision from jurors was unanimous. The Colorado theater attack was so heinous, depraved, and cruel that the death penalty would be a just response. But lawyers for James Holmes will have a chance to plead for a life sentence before the jury decides. Scientists have found what might be considered an older, bigger cousin to Earth.
Moved in just right next door in terms of the surface temperature of the star it orbits and the energy it receives from its star.
John Jenkins at NASA's Ames Research Center says the Kepler-452b orbits a sun-like star that might harbor life. The Dow finished down 118 points. This is AP Radio News. Tonight, President Obama flies to Kenya. The AP's Mark Smith reports this is Obama's first trip as president to the land his father was from.
It's a kind of homecoming for America's first African-American president.
It's obviously symbolically important.
But this trip also underscores how Obama has not been the great champion Africans dreamed of.
The expectations were so high on Obama.
Jennifer Cook of the CSIS Africa program says in a first term torn by war and recession, Obama's focus was elsewhere, and Africans noticed.
People were disappointed that he didn't do some of the trade and investment advances earlier and faster in his term, travel more often to Africa.
It's a void, she says, China was happy to fill. Mark Smith at the White House.
A dive team has found a 116-year-old shipwreck, a 214-foot steamship on Lake Michigan off the coast of Muskegon. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.